Today we're talking with Carl Levo, a candidate for the City Council in Rohnert Park. Thank you for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
Now, you have some experience with city government in Rohnert Park, but this would be a new seat for you.
Yes, this is the first time that I've run for elective office.
How come?
Well, used to work as a city manager, but well, as many in my profession move from one city to another, our family put roots down in Rohnert Park. I raised my children. They went to Rancho Cotati, graduated from Sonoma State. We made many friends, got involved in many community activities, and so we became part of the community, and we love Rohnert Park. Our family loves Rohnert Park, and I've never been more concerned about the future of Rohnert Park, and I think I have a lot to offer as far as knowledge about the community and skills, and felt that it was time to offer those skills back as an elected official.
Certainly you would come to the job with a perhaps more detailed, intimate understanding of city operations than many other candidates might.
Yes, I certainly know the operations of the city, and in particular know the budget very well, know where we can make significant cuts in the budget, and have a thorough understanding of how we can improve operations in the city.
Where would you begin in the budget cutting process? That's never an easy thing to do.
Well, you have to be strategic. Look at the big dollar amounts. There are a number of areas. It's not hidden. They've been discussed at council meetings, in particular the city attorney. It's been discussed at the council. The city attorney has earned $1.2 million in the last year. That's more than enough. We could hire our own staff for a lot less than that. So there's one big area where we can make a significant savings. I think there are additional positions that could be eliminated from the city. This has been kind of hidden in the budget. You wouldn't see a specific raise, but upper level managers have received anywhere from 30 to 50% raises through promotions, reassignments, raises here and there. When elected, I would work to roll back some of the compensation that our upper management's been receiving. All of our city union contracts are up next year. That's an area where all of the compensation is on the table. There's an area where I think in cooperation with the frontline city employees, we can talk about ways to get savings for our taxpayers.
You've also had a history of some fairly sharp disagreements with other council members. How would that work out if you joined them on the dais?
You know, our country was founded on differences of opinion. City government's serious business. This isn't summer camp. And it's part of our government process to have good debate and differences of opinion amongst our elected officials. In fact, if we had that kind of open debate and discussion about some of our issues, I think some of the problems that Rohnert Park is facing today, we might not be facing those problems. I think we should have respectful debate about the issues, and I think I can bring a lot of insights to the community and to the discussion at the council meeting and inform our decision-making at the council level.
Carl Levo, a candidate for the Rohnert Park City Council on November 2nd. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.